Over the past year, lockdown has meant a great deal of change to almost every aspect of our lives. For charities, who are an important part of everyday life, for many, it's meant delivering support in a different way, or even launching brand new services to help those most affected by restrictions. For UK Sightless charity RNIB, it dramatically changed the way its volunteers carry out their work, and the need to take up the challenge of new projects. Today, I'm joined by two community lead volunteers from Scotland, Jenna Sludden and Russell Duncan, to find out what lockdown has meant to them and their work with the charity. It's so nice to have you both on.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Paulina.
So let's start from the beginning. Why did you get involved in volunteering in the first place?
I started volunteering with RNIB for the area that I stay in because there wasn't much available for visually impaired and blind people. So I started running a 10-pin bowling group. And through that, I started a social group. And after that, we just kind of, it was the same people that were going to the bowling group and the social group. And we became one kind of big team, and there was lots of friends made out of that.
And what about yourself, Russell?
I was pretty sure I had something to offer and wanted to put something back into to life, if you like, through the voluntary arena. I'm retired now, but I had run successful youth groups for badminton, for football, and planted plants, painted buildings, even built a brick barbecue over my period of working and getting volunteer days. But at RNIB, I blame Google. It was they who directed me to an advert from RNIB who were looking for a volunteer driver. So that's how I got involved initially, but I have a connection on my wife's side. Her dad had problems with cataracts. Her mother was very short-sighted. And when growing up, Christine, my wife, and her two sisters, well, they had to tolerate the round-framed national health prescription offerings of the 1960s. So these were good enough reasons for me to apply.
When the lockdown happened, face-to-face interactions weren't really possible. So how did the restrictions change how you were volunteering? Because it changed quite a lot, didn't it?
We had to stop the groups, so we couldn't meet up anymore, which was a big worry. People then couldn't come out and socialise. For my groups, a lot of people had become friends. You know, we had to change things and make sure that we did all stay in touch. And, of course, we'd managed to develop the phone groups out of that. And that's been a great help, and actually helped other people who weren't involved with RNIB to become involved. And now they have made friends, taking part in groups, things like quizzes and things that we have. It's been a great thing for everyone during lockdown to help us cope.
Yeah, I think Jenna's quite right there. These the groups have been a godsend, I think, for many clients. So my role, if you like, beforehand was a volunteer driver and a community volunteer for both kids and adults. And that just stopped in its tracks. So no driving minibuses or cars or day trips for the kids or anything like that. What I did, I became a telephone befriender with a lovely guy from Glasgow. So I broke down or bridged that Edinburgh-Glasgow divide that exists. And we had some great chats every week. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But going back to the phone groups, I'm involved with a few of them. And you can just tell the enthusiasm that the clients have when they're getting together as a group is so good. It's really good.
Do you feel in a way, because of lockdown and restrictions and everything, I guess, moving online, it made you think of volunteering in a different way? Maybe those opportunities wouldn't have existed otherwise.
Since lockdown, I've now become a group facilitator for two different groups. I'm a befriender also and moderator on the Facebook page. These are opportunities that I've really appreciated being able to take up It's something that I would be interested in doing anyway, whether there was a lockdown or not. There are various many different roles that we've taken on, and you know, a lot of the volunteers have jumped really quite quickly to make it work, and I think it's worked very well.
I would echo that as well. The groups, the befriending, it's been an important part of volunteering, and obviously for the RNIB and the clients as well.
And now, as I guess we're gradually coming out of lockdown, what are you hoping to do in the future when it comes to volunteering with RNIB?
I'd like to go back to where we were at the start of lockdown, hopefully bringing along more of the clients that we've met during lockdown, because I enjoy my roles, driving and helping out the kids and adults, day trips, holidays and all the rest of that. So I'm quite sure there's many a child keen to get back to youth groups and for the adults to get back to their Domino's clubs and the likes and also their holidays.
Yes, I think it's really important what Russell has said. Going forward, it's important to get people back out and socialising again, having something to look forward to, but also bringing along, you know, our new clients that we've made, and also to continue with some of the work we started during lockdown. Certainly the phone groups have been a really great help, and we've managed to get more people involved with RNIB through that. So hopefully we can continue that and make sure no one is in the house on their own, isolated away from our community.
What do you personally get from volunteering? Why do you enjoy doing it so much?
Being totally blind myself, understand what it's like to be blind, and what it can be like, you know, when you first go blind, when you reach certain stages of, you know, your life. And it's really important to have people around, but especially people that can relate to what you're going through. And it's nice to be able to be around people you're comfortable with, be able to get out and not being stuck in the house. Having people to talk to is a great thing, and making sure that you feel as though you have a normal part of your life that you can really enjoy. And that's what I like to bring to others.
For me, I am sighted, by the way. Little did I realise or appreciate that meeting and interacting with blind and partially sighted people could bring so much enjoyment for me, to make so many new friends. They're so positive, and for me it's been very, very easy to embrace that. I came across a saying, Greg Louganis, who's an American Olympic diver, he said once, never underestimate your ability to make someone else's life better, even if you never know it. And I've never let go of that. I came across it years ago, but I'm not sure if I've ever made anybody's life that little bit better, and I may never find out. But I do know that the volunteering has certainly given me the platform and the opportunity to try to do this.
Russell Duncan and Jenna Sludden, RNIB Community Lead Volunteers, thank you so much for sharing your experience on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.